joined in the studio by Andrew Woodcock and Cara White from Brentwood Community Print, who are here to talk about Brentwood Community Print and also about Positive Mental Health at Work event, which is running as well. So good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Now tell us about Brentwood Community Print and what do you guys do there?
Right, well, we've just, I think, coming up to nearly 6 years now. We're a small graphic design and print business based in Worley. If you came and visited us, it looks like any other business you're going to find on the high street. Difference with us is we are actually a mental health recovery project. So we take people in recovery from various mental health diagnoses, put them into a supported work environment, hopefully grow their confidence, manage their anxiety, and hopefully get them to take a step back onto the road of back to work.
How many people have come through since you've been set up?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, certainly last year we had in the region of sort of, I think, around about 30 people. Mm. Now, that could be people, Michelle, that stayed for quite a while. It could be people that come in just for a bit of advice. Maybe a few weeks they might stay with us. Really does vary.
And is that getting somebody to do sort of not a nine to five job, but they come in and do a few hours and they're doing sort of administration or...
We let the individual guide what we do with them. So, for example, you know, they can come in, they can maybe do the admin side, they can learn a little bit of Photoshop, InDesign work, photo restoration, or they can come and do the other side of the business, which myself and Cara now sort of take care of, which is going out to networking events, building their confidence that way, and seeing how you actually get work and business in the first place. They do get up at ridiculous hours in the morning to sort of get to sort of Chamber of Commerce events for sort of 7 in the morning, that sort of thing, you know. For a lot of people, that can be quite a sort of daunting experience. Mm. But we always have a game plan, and we're all about sort of helping to nudge people's confidence in the right direction, you know, not pushing them into doing anything that they didn't want to do.
Because it does seem quite a jump, if you have had depression and you're not working, to get from that point of getting back out into work. It's very difficult when you haven't got a job to see yourself getting back to that, and the jump from being not having a job to having a full-time job is such a big jump, you don't think you can do it. So it's to break it into very small segments to get somebody back into work, and it is about giving people confidence, isn't it?
Exactly that. I mean, we work with the individual, we'll tailor our approach to each individual. You know, some people we work with may have been out of work for a very short time. There have been people that we've worked with who've been out of work for decades, or some young people who've never experienced a proper workplace before and all the pressures that come with that. But the interesting thing that people have to remember is that every single one of us, that's directors and all the staff, every single one of us, we're actually in recovery ourselves. Mm. So we have a personal understanding of mental health issues.
And Cara, how did you get involved?
Well, I left school in 2010 and I'd applied for college at Southend. I was only there with one other person that I knew from school, but we weren't in the same classes, so it was just like a brief passing. I'd see her in the corridor. I was doing 3 A-levels at the time, but I had a very stressful home environment, so there was always a lot of emotional distress going on in the house. That, combined with having to do college full-time, was just overwhelming. So I had to leave college and I went into work at a major book store during the Christmas period, which was a very bad idea because suddenly I was just thrown in this pool with tons of people coming up to me and asking questions, and obviously new to the environment, I was like, oh, okay, what's going on here? So then all the panic attacks started. I was put in the office, just said, when you feel a bit better, just come downstairs. I mean, it would have been nice if someone had been there to be like, it's okay, I understand, but I don't want to blame them for the way they handled things, obviously, but it could have been handled better. After that, I was out of work again. I just pretty much stayed in my room doing my writing, and then my employment specialist from the resource center referred me to Brentwood Community Print. I started going there from 10:30 till 3:30 every Wednesday, just sitting at the front of the shop and doing creative stuff, because they knew that I like to do arts and crafts and drawing and stuff like that. So for a couple of months I was just to manage doing that, and then as my confidence grew and more of my personality came out, I moved on to other things, and that was like 5 years ago nearly.
So if there's somebody out there listening now and they're thinking, I haven't got a job, I really would like to have that help, maybe I've had a breakdown or I've got, you know, depression, that first day that you went in, tell everybody, I mean, compared to how you felt on the first day, of how you feel now with the satisfaction of actually helping people, what was it like for you that very first day that you thought, this is the Wednesday, I've got to be in there 10:30?
Oh,
how
God,
did you feel?
The first day was absolutely horrible. I remember, the day that I went for my induction interview, if you like to call it, I went in the tears, and Tim, the director, is always saying about, oh, well, do you remember how you were when you first came in? I was crying for hours. I did not want to go in. The first Wednesday, I had my mum come in with me for the full day because I didn't want to be left alone with people that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was sat at the front, my hair just covering my face. I didn't want to interact with anyone. And then it was just a phasing out period where my mum would only stay for a few minutes at a time. Now I can just walk in.
And it's about, we were saying, with fitness in mind, it's about getting over sometimes that first initial hurdle of getting out of the house when you don't want to do anything, you don't want to go anywhere, because it makes a difference. And so that was 5 years ago, and now you're actually helping other people who've been in the same situation as you. So
you must
come home and go, oh, that was a good day.
Well, yeah, when me and Andy aren't pulling our hair out trying to do workshops, planning, yes.
It's nice when you see people sort of progress. You know, we do a lot of sort of training outside of the shop as well now. And one of the really powerful things that we get from the training is when I can stand there and honestly say to people, do you know what? I've been in the situation that you're in right now. I'd never say to somebody, oh, I know how you feel, because I find that quite patronising. I'm me, they're them. But I can honestly say, you know, I've travelled a similar path and I've recovered to a point, you know, where I am working. I'm not dependent on benefits anymore. You know, I'm married, I've got a couple of kids. So I'm hoping that through the work we do at BCP that we can offer a little bit of support and a bit of hope to people, that the tide is starting to change. I mean, just before Christmas, I was invited up to an event up at Canary Wharf with a very large bank. And it was very interesting to see through this sort of disability awareness program they were doing that one of their sort of senior management team took to the podium and announced that his disability was crippling anxiety. A few years ago, there is no way that someone in sort of senior management level would openly talk about that. It's just something you wouldn't do because it would be seen as something that was going to sort of destroy your career.
You know,
but it's good to see that such a huge organisation like that is now starting to think about these things and take them on board. You know, we have a sort of open door policy. People can just make an appointment with us, come in, speak to myself, speak to Tim. You know, we're a busy work environment, but primarily what we are there to do is support people with mental health problems. So we will sit, we will talk with you. You know, if you think the services that we provide as an organisation can help you, then by all means, please do come and speak to us. Currently, you know, we're trying to work with the local job centre as well, because they have quite a few people who have various sort of barriers to employment. It seems a good fit, the two of us working together to help some of the people that may be struggling with their confidence, their self-esteem, self-worth, that sort of thing. Very early days, but that seems to be working quite positively. Alternatively, you know, there's other organisations within Brentwood. Audrey Clark, our other director, has set up the Community Tree programme. There's the Adult Colouring In Cafe on a Friday down at Brentwood Theatre that she runs, you know, with the support of other people on the Community Tree. That's another avenue where people can go, talk to others, get support. So in many respects, in Brentwood, we are quite lucky with organisations out there.
Now, you've got a Positive Mental Health Work Day event, which is taking place Thursday, 23rd of February, between 10:30 and 4:30.
This has all come about, Michelle, really. Last year, we were the subject of a case study for ACAS, which was part of a huge sort of national report on mental health at work that ACAS released. Cara had to get up at the crack of dawn up in Westminster to go to the sort of launch event for that, which I think was quite an experience for her. On the back of that, we've been asked by the University of Essex to work in partnership to provide this one-day workshop. The theme, really, of the workshop is to look at mental health in the workplace, because when you factor in the fact that the cost of mental health problems to UK employers is very close to £30 billion a year, and it's something that people just aren't talking about.
Yeah.
We're trying something new. It's something really that, to our knowledge anyway, hasn't been done before. We're trying to make it an interactive event, Cara's been using her sort of writing skills to create scenarios for discussion and bits and pieces like that. It certainly will not be me boring everybody standing at a PowerPoint all day long. And it's certainly not just focusing on the negative side of mental health, because work, if it's done correctly and people are supported properly, can be a very positive thing for your mental health as well. So we're hopefully to make it a very sort of enjoyable experience for everyone to come along, and it's basically open to any employers in the public, private, voluntary sectors, primarily I suppose aimed at sort of HR department managers, supervisors, that sort of scenario. And it's just to give people a bit of knowledge on how they can support individuals in their workplace to make sure that they maintain good mental health, because you know, if you're a major employer and somebody goes sick, so if you have 10 accountants in one accounts department and one person goes off long-term ill, that work can be shared, but that's not the answer. But if you're a small business, say there's four or five of you and one of you goes away long-term sick, that could be the end of your business.
Yeah.
So it needs to be talked about. It's a completely free event. There is a lovely sort of networking lunch as well. We've got various guest speakers, including myself. Just to pick a couple, we've got Councillor Graham Butland, who's the Cabinet Member for Health, Essex County Council. And we also have Jane Bennett of Bennett's Funerals, who we work with very closely.
Well, thank you very much. And you look wonderful in your suit.
Thank you very much.
John Steed. Had to put that out there for him.
We can leave that in. Would you like that left in the interview?
Oh, you can leave that in.
I'll leave that in. There we go.
There you go. Avengers.